Amen. Thank the Lord this morning. Didn't He do that for us? Is He not able to do above and beyond anything that we have asked Him to do? I am just thankful this morning that I have learned to serve a God that does above and beyond all that I could even imagine in my life. And I praise Him for that here this morning. I tell you what, I know that all of you probably have got, some of you probably got prayer requests here this morning. You know what? Say them to yourself, honk your horn, whatever you want to do if you have a prayer request. And we are going to pray for all those prayer requests that have been here this morning. So if you would, if you have a prayer request this morning, honk your horn, would you please? Amen. Thank the Lord. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, You know the hearts of each and every one, Lord, that's come here this morning. You know the prayer request that's been laid before You, Lord. I pray, Father, the Lord, that You are the one that says we could go to the throne of grace boldly, and that when we go to the throne of grace boldly, that, Father, we know, Lord, that You hear our prayers, and we praise You for that this morning, Father. We praise You for that, Lord. Now, there have been prayer requests, Lord, here that people have asked for in their hearts, Lord, and they've asked You, and they're asking us to pray for them this morning. And Father, I pray that, Lord, that You would reach down, Lord, and that You would answer them in a way, Lord, that would be pleasing unto You, Lord. And we will give You the praise and the glory for it all. In Jesus' name we pray and ask, and amen. If you would, I'd like for you to turn to Isaiah, the 60th chapter, the 12th verse. That's where I'm going to be taking my message from this morning. If you would, Isaiah 60:12. Just one little verse, but it says this, "For the nation and kingdom that will not serve Thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted." I want to say that verse again. "For the nation and kingdom that will not serve Thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted." Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, again, I thank You for the opportunity that I have to stand before this congregation this morning. I pray, Father, that Your wisdom and that Your knowledge would be upon this, Lord, this morning. I thank You for the sermon, Lord. Father, I pray that the anointing would come down, Lord. And I pray, Father, that, Lord, that, You know, as we preach this morning, Lord, that, Father, it would be exactly what You'd have me preached here this morning. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And amen. Amen. I would like to start reading a quote here this morning, if I could, please, from a prominent governor. It's during one of his daily press conferences that he has, and it was concerning flattening the curve for this coronavirus in his state that we've heard so much about the last 3 months. But this is a quote that he said. He said, "We have flattened the curve. God did not do it. We did it through our sacrifice, pain, and hard work. We have brought those numbers down." Now, if you look at the quote and stuff like that, I think it's pretty pompous. I think it's pretty arrogant. Because I'm just here to tell you this morning, you know what? Nothing is done without God being in it as far as I'm concerned. And I will praise Him for that. But I'm just here to tell you this morning, Lord, that you know what? None of this is what's going on right now has happened other than God has taken care of it. Lord willing, this morning, I've titled my message this, "The Real Pandemic." Is what I want to title it this morning. The real new normal is what I would like to title the sermon this morning. I was thinking about this down through the week, and I tell you, the Lord had impressed upon me about this. I believe there's a mindset just like what this governor had that is behind the real pandemic that's going on in this nation that has been infecting this nation for years. It isn't something that just started. Now, I'm not saying this, and it's not meant to minimize what's taken place here the last few months. I would not do that. The loss of life of the coronavirus that has been around the world and in this country and in our state and in this county cannot be minimized no matter whatever anybody says. Jackson County alone had, 136 cases, maybe 17 deaths in this county alone. There have been over 150,000 cases and over 89,000 deaths in the United States. And I know you've heard and seen these numbers time and day. And I know you probably get tired of listening to them. Every death that has been brought on by this virus to me has brought heartache and has brought sorrow to the families that it has affected, that it has touched. And I will never try to minimize anything like that. Those kind of numbers you cannot minimize. With that being said, though, I want to speak to you about another pandemic that has been going on in this nation for years, that has overtaken this nation. And let me tell you something. I call it the real pandemic is what I call it. The real pandemic. More lethal and far more deadly than even what we're facing here today. The real pandemic facing the world today is the real one that's out there is 100% fatal. I'm here to tell you. Not only does it affect physical life, but it affects spiritual life more than that whenever we're talking about death. That virus is called sin. Each and every person who's ever been born on this fallen planet that we live in, with the exception of one, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is born with this virus in them. It will, for the one afflicted, it will cause spiritual death and spiritual separation from the God that we serve permanently if it's not taken care of. That person suffering eternal separation from God forever. This virus turns mankind against God. And it does. It absolutely turns him and has turned him against God. It brings about thinking that is upside down. And in an insanity that precludes rationality. And you know what? Like the comments of this governor and what he said, but that we've been witnessing for the last four years, the Lord of heaven has turned the anti-God forces over to reprobate minds, is what has happened. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, it said that God gave them over to reprobate minds. That means a depraved mind. That to those things which are not convenient. This pandemic has brought on this country and the rest of the world is not because of the Chinese. Can I tell you that? Although it started over there. Or because the president did not act soon enough. Or because we don't believe in science. Or because any of other number of reasons that the people would like to tell you that it is about that this virus that has infected this country and other nations around the globe, or you listen to me, is here because of the real pandemic that has went unchecked for years. Absolutely. We have let it ride. We have let it go. And can I tell you something? Herd immunity has taken over with it is what's happened. Absolutely. Listen, as Jesus sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples come to Him privately saying, "Tell us then, shall these things be? And what shall be the signs of Thy coming? And at the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, it said, "Take heed that no man deceive you." And verse 5 says this, "For many shall come in My name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." The operative word here is many. You drop down to verse 10 in chapter 24, Matthew. "And they shall many be offended and shall betray one another." And it goes on to say, and he said, "and shall hate one another." And many false prophets, it goes on to say, "shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." And yes, can I say this? Many have died and many are sick because of the real pandemic that is going on in this world. And you know the sad thing about it is there is a cure. And that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Romans 6:23 tells us this. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." They say a pandemic is a disease that is prevalent across the whole country or the whole world. Can I tell you that this real pandemic has gotten stronger and stronger and stronger as the years have went by and we have sat back and we have let it happen? I'm talking about a godless mindset that has taken over. It is a sin nature. It is humans can do anything that we put our minds to that has swept across this planet and has taken root in this nation. Let me tell you something about this virus. They say that thing is, the size of it is 20 to 300 nanometers in size. I have no idea how to comprehend that. So I went out and I looked. Do you know how many nanometers are in just one inch? 25,400,000 nanometers are in one inch. That tells you, listen, this little virus has brought this nation and the world to its knees. And we think as human beings that we can handle it by ourselves. It does not happen that way. We aren't as self-sufficient as we think that we are. Psalms 10:4 says this, "The wicked, though the pride of his countenance shall not seek after God, God is not in all of his thoughts. Imagine that. Can you see that in the world today? Can you see how that real pandemic has swept across this nation and across the world? You know, all that we've heard these last few weeks is social distancing, social distancing, social distancing, so we can flatten the curve. We've heard that now for what? 8 to 10 weeks now we have heard that. But I'm going to tell you something. Social distancing has been going on for far longer than these last 8 to 10 weeks. I'll tell you, in the churches, I can tell you everything else, the American people have become proficient in distancing themselves from God down through the years. Absolutely. People have social distanced themselves away from God. They've did it away from church. Way before the coronavirus ever came on the scene, they did that. You may be thinking, preacher, I've heard this same song and dance for years. You may be saying that right now. I don't know. You may be thinking it right now. Jesus is coming after every tragedy that hits this country, but we always bounce back. We always bounce back. I've heard that to nauseam sometimes. We always bounce back. Just those fear-mongering preachers and those uneducated Christians are trying to scare people again. Whenever people tell me that, I always turn to 2 Peter, and I always turn to the 3rd chapter, 3 through 10. And this tells it, and this answers that very well. In saying, and this is Peter talking, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this, they willingly are ignorant of the Word of God. The heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the waters, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water and perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, they're reserved unto fire. Listen, what you're seeing going on right now, what's going on in this nation, God has put it in reserve. He knows what's going on. He knows what will take care of it. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and as 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. I'm telling you, God will have His way, no matter what's going on. Preacher, we always bounce back. We always bounce back as a nation, as the United States. We bounce back from civil wars, haven't we? We bounce back from 2 world wars. The Great Depression and recessions that we bounce back from. And what might be fresh in people's mind is, didn't we bounce back from 9/11? Can I ask you something? Did we really bounce back from 9/11? Can you really and honestly tell me that we did? Maybe for 6 months, maybe for a year, we prayed, we turned to God, and as a nation, and we come together. But can I tell you right now, we are more divided now as a nation than we have ever been. We have become proficient in social distancing ourselves away from God. Yes, we have. And just like the Israelite nation of the Old Testament, who would repent and get in trouble and repent and get in trouble, the cycle went on for some 1,200 years before God said He had had enough. God is righteous. God is long-suffering, but only for a while. We as a nation, can I tell you, we have been in that same kind of pattern. We have went through troubles. We have went through trials in this nation, and we have turned to God, and then we have turned our back on Him. This July 4th, 2020, we will only be in existence as a nation for 244 years. I want you to let that sink in for a little bit. We're young as a nation, but God has lobbed shot after shot after shot at us, trying to get our attentions. And you know what? Sometimes he gets it and sometimes he doesn't. We have fought civil wars, two world wars, a Korean War, a Vietnam War, the attacks on Pearl Harbor on 9/11, and numerous other wars. Now get this, during all of those wars, 700,000 Americans have lost their lives. 700,000 have lost their lives. The Great Depression, the Great Recession, 2008 and 2009. During the Great Depression, I want you to understand this, 24.9% of Americans were out of work. You look at the numbers we are at today, and I'm telling you, we're almost to that point. Diseases have come on this nation through the last few years, which there are no cures and no vaccines for diseases like SARS and MERS and Zika and Lyme disease, AIDS, and now COVID-19. Oh yeah, yeah, they found some ways to keep it under control somewhat, but they've never found cures for them yet. Autoimmune diseases affect 24 million Americans in this country. They have some sort of autoimmune disease in their lives. Not to mention comorbidity, what it is like in this country today. There are over 4,300 different, and you may, now listen to me, invasive species in the United States. Why do I say that? Because I believe God has lobbed shot after shot after shot our way, trying to get our attention. The gypsy moth and the emerald ash borer, just a few to name a few. The Burmese python, which is taking over the Everglades. In this state of West Virginia alone, did you know this? There are 44 different invasive species of plants in this state alone that are taking over from the native cycles. God has been trying to warn us, political corruption on both sides of the aisles. The real pandemic behind this pandemic, it's what's causing it. It is a nation that slowly and deliberately turned itself away from the true and the living God. Absolutely it has. And I'll tell you right now, if it keeps going, I'll tell you, I don't know how many more shots we'll be able to take. There's only one reason why it's not worse. It can be found in Psalms 103:8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. I'm telling you, that's the only reason that it is not worse than what it is today. Almost being the... You know what? I am thankful that our leaders are concerned about almost every individual in this country. Almost being the operative word here. The presidents, the governors, congressmen, women, senators, state, national health officials, and all the talking heads on television sing out with one voice, shelter in place. If you have to go out, wear a mask and a glove. If you have to go out, they will tell you, if you feel sick, stay away from others so not to spread the disease. And the most vulnerable in our society, they say, watch the elderly, especially those with underlying conditions. And can I tell you, they've shut down schools and non-essential businesses and churches have shut down so we can all do our part to flatten the curve and do what saves lives. I'm here to tell you, sound advice. I'm not going to argue with any of that. But to show you how the real pandemic is behind what is affecting this nation today, 40 states have deemed alcohol as essential. 40 states. That's essential, but you can't go to church. Some states will sell recreational marijuana. They have deemed it essential. Let me tell you something. 17,000 people die from prescription opioid overdose each year. 88,000 people die each year from alcohol incidents in this country each year. That's 105,000 lives on average yearly that are legally dying because of what we allow to go on in this country. And yet, during this pandemic, they talk about saving lives, yet they let this stuff keep right on going. Can I ask you something? How serious are our leaders about saving lives? Be honest with me. How serious are they? In this preacher's opinion, and can I tell you, this preacher's opinion with a dollar will buy you a cup of coffee? But let me give you this preacher's opinion. If the leaders of our states are so concerned about saving lives in this pandemic, why are liquor stores and grocery stores still selling liquor today? Answer me that. That's essential. 480,000 tobacco deaths a year in this country. 480,000. And again, that's done legally. With thumbs up from our national, state, and local leaders because of this, have you heard one word about the supply chain being broken for alcohol or for tobacco in this country? I'm just here to tell you, if you are concerned about saving lives, we have failed in this country. I have it. Listen, I have it. My point that these things considered essential, and the church is not. A lot of these same states, it's not considered. Things on average kill 100,000 of Americans each year. But church offers hope. We offer something that cannot be given any other way. You could drink a gallon of alcohol and not get the hope and get what Jesus Christ has offered. Now, back to my point. They almost concerned about every life in this country. They said the most vulnerable they think are the elderly and were those underlying. And I will agree they are vulnerable. But what about the babies in the womb? Yes, in a lot of states, they've kept open the abortion clinics because those are essential. But we can't go to church. Let that sink in for a minute. There are 687 abortions performed in this country every year. That is wiping out the city of Memphis every year. Let it sink in. Yes, I am fired up. Yes, I am upset. Because we offer hope. And we can't go into our churches sometimes with what they do. But they will let abortion. They will sell alcohol. In one state, they weren't allowed to mow their lawns for a while or to get seeds to plant a garden. They weren't allowed to go to church. But they could get an abortion. They could get alcohol. And they could get recreational marijuana. And you tell me the leaders of our country are concerned about death that's going on right now? I think they're more concerned about tax dollars. Amen or oh my. 359,000 sexual assaults annually in this country. 130,000 people die because of that. Each year. 17,000 murders in the U.S. a year. Listen to me. Yes, this pandemic is something to be concerned about. But brothers, our country should have been concerned about the real pandemic for years. 36 million Americans are out of work somewhere in the United States right now. 36 million. 14 to 15 million of those are in the restaurant business. Let that sink in for a little bit. Experts are telling. I want you to understand this. Experts are telling us if this country does not open back up soon, 40% of all those people that are unemployed will be permanent. Let it sink in for a little bit. Up in Parkersburg, Logan's is shutting down for good. Steak and Shake shut down for good. Ruby Tuesday's is shutting down for good. Listen to me. This is not just statistics. These are people and families. And they're saying we cannot open back up, we can't have church, but we can have abortions and alcohol and everything else we want to have. You tell me that is right. To get this economy going is not, we cannot flip back on a switch to get it going. Do you realize it took 10 years to dig out of the Great Depression? 10 years. Not to mention staggering debt that we are leaving for our children and our grandchildren down through the year. Yes, you may think this is political, but I'm telling you, it is the pandemic that has caused the pandemic. Experts are saying now, and I want you to just grasp this. If things don't turn around before long, we are going to be leaving our children and grandchildren a 70% tax rate. Let that sink in. What would be the sense in even going to work? I wholly understand. I wholly understand, and I know you do too, Why as a nation we are where we at today? Because we have let the real pandemic take over this nation. Psalms 9:17 says this, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and the nations that forget God." Isaiah 5:20, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness. They put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Yes, I am fired up this morning. You better believe that I am. I have been fired up now for 2 weeks about this stuff. I have been more than willing, and I know my church family has been more than willing to do their part to fight the coronavirus. I absolutely know you have. But I do not want, I am not going to step back. Well, leaders in this nation, let the real pandemic run rampant and do nothing to control that. Isaiah 8:12, and you need to mark this in your Bibles if you get a chance. "Do not call conspiracy everything this people calls a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear, and do not dread it." The word of God came to the prophet Isaiah to tell his people that they're going to hear all manner of things that will make their hearts sink. I'm here to tell you, I've heard things the last 8 to 10 weeks that made my heart sink, that made me fear. And God had to get a hold of me and say, "Listen, do not fear what they fear." You know why? Because in Isaiah 8:13 tells us why. "The Lord Almighty is the one who you are to regard as holy. He is the one who you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread." Should we be concerned and take precautions? Absolutely so. But we should not be cowering because of this whenever we hear and see what we hear. No, I'm not telling you to go out and jump into a crowd of COVID-19 people. You're smarter than that, and I'm smarter than that. I've been at this church for 10 years. The people at this church are some of the most intelligent and sincere Christians that I have been around. I trust you. But I trust God for every day. I trust Him. I trust His Word. I trust God, and I want to lean on Him for everything that He has given. Yes, as a church family, we have done what our leaders have asked us to do. But you can tell me something. Tell me this and answer me honestly. What is more essential than church, than God's Word, than God's Bible? There's nothing. We need church more than ever before. We need prayer more than ever before. We need God and His Word more than ever before. The world needs to hear us to be the church that we ought to be. The world needs to hear us. And I believe we can stand up and shout it out proudly. Psalms 33:12. "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He has chosen for His own inheritance." If we as a nation are really concerned about lives, I'm here to tell you, let's deal with the real pandemic that has been killing this nation spiritually for years. Sin that has went unchecked for decades. I'm here to tell you this morning, yes, God is more than willing, God is wanting us to step out and to be the church that He wants us to be. I'm telling you, please don't think for 1 minute that I am just fired up. I'm not angry. I'm just fired up about some of the stuff that has went on. And I look at myself and I say, listen, we have done our part. We have closed this church down for 8 weeks, I believe it has been now. We've closed it down for that long. We've social distanced. We've done all manner of things to get the curve flattened. And yet, they have let abortions and alcohol and everything else run rampant in this country without any concern for shutting it down. Yes, it does make me upset. Absolutely. It makes me upset. I'm telling you this morning, praise God, we serve a God that knows what is right and what is just and what is righteous. At this time, I'm going to have Stephanie sing a song. You know, I don't know your hearts out here this morning, but if you have a need, I'll tell you what, you raise your hand out that window and I will come back and I will pray for you if you have a need here this morning. Stephanie, if you would get a song, please.